Abram's faith was put to the test throughout his life. The first test came at the time of his calling. God told him to leave the comfort and safety of his house and city and go to a land the Lord would show him. He was to leave the environment he had known from childhood, with its many gods, its magic and divination, and the idol worship practiced by his father's family, to commit himself to serving the Lord, the living God. The Lord made himself known to Abram and spoke to him, so that by means of this revelation he might come to know and trust the living God. True faith reveals itself in obedience, producing a real commitment of the will towards God. The Bible speaks of the obedience of faith. To achieve this, Abram had to exercise faith in circumstances that were often difficult. Abram had no property in Canaan. Living in tents, his was a semi-nomadic life. But he was nevertheless a very rich man, owning great herds of livestock and many servants, for God had blessed him. Abram believed God's promises and built two altars to the Lord shortly after arriving in the land of Canaan. Then he journeyed on towards the south until he came to a dry region in the southern hill country, which was used for grazing cattle. While he was camping there, his faith was severely tested. There was a famine in the land, a famine so severe that Abram's faith failed. Hardly had he arrived in Canaan than he was forced to go elsewhere. He made up his mind to leave the land he had received from God and go to Egypt. For many years, merchants with their caravans had been trading with that country, and the Egyptians were used to giving shelter to people driven from their houses by famine. So it seemed quite natural to Abram to go there for help. But God had not told him to go to Egypt, even in times of need. Instead, he had spoken of great blessings and privileges in Canaan. This failure of faith in God's word brought about a fear of man in Abram's heart. As they were about to enter Egypt, he spoke to his wife, Sarai, who was with him. She was 10 years younger than her husband, and was very beautiful. At the age of 65, she was only halfway through life, and her beauty was remarkable. Abram said to her, "I know what a lovely woman you are. So when the Egyptians see you, they will say, 'This is his wife.' Then they will kill me, but they will let you live. Say you are my sister, so that I will be treated well for your sake, and my life will be spared because of you." Abram's fears were not unfounded. In the east, great lords and kings had harems where the most beautiful women in the country were kept. If a woman was already married, the only way she could be acquired was by killing her husband. If, on the other hand, she was unmarried and under the protection of a relative, handsome presents would be given to the family. To pass themselves off as brother and sister was not entirely wrong, as she was indeed Abram's half-sister, but she was nevertheless his legitimate wife and lifelong companion. When Abram arrived in Egypt, the Egyptians, as he had feared, noticed her, and the court officials, thinking she was his sister, praised her to Pharaoh. So she was taken to the palace. Abram did not intervene. Indeed, he allowed Pharaoh to shower him with gifts, and acquired many sheep and cattle, donkeys, camels, and servants. But in spite of the patriarch's momentary weakness, God did not forsake him. He inflicted serious diseases on Pharaoh and his household. When the king was told the truth about Sarai, he summoned Abraham and said, "Why didn't you tell me she was your wife? Why did you say she's my sister, so that I took her to be my wife? Now then, here is your wife. Take her and go." Rebuked by a pagan king, who was a better man than he thought, Abram remained speechless. Pharaoh, impressed by the power of Abram's God, gave orders to his men, who sent him on his way with his wife and everything he had. So Abram went up from Egypt to Canaan, and his nephew Lot accompanied him wherever he went. The patriarch made his way by stages to the south of Canaan, and then reached Bethel, where he had built an altar to the Lord, and there he called on the name of the Lord. Next episode, a separation.